Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at contraceptive use and family planning. Been all around the world. Just as how people plan their routines and schedules for days, weeks, or months ahead, family planning should be an important part of the lives of sexually active adults. The National Family Planning Board is encouraging Jamaicans to practice the dual contraception method to help reduce chances of unwanted pregnancies. For example, a woman, while using a female condom, would also be taking oral contraception and/or the man also wearing a condom. There are many contraceptive options, and as such, it's advised men and women speak with a doctor on the best combination suitable for them. It's also important to remember that not all contraceptive measures can prevent sexually transmitted diseases, which makes the double contraception method a good idea.
We are speaking about using either a male or female condom at every act of sexual intercourse, while also utilizing another contraceptive method such as the pill, the depot provera injection, the hormonal implant, or the intrauterine device, commonly known as the IUD. We know that these contraceptive methods are effective in preventing pregnancy, but we must also remember that these methods do not protect against the transmission of HIV and other STIs. The use of the male or female condom along with another contraceptive method will provide the ultimate protection.
Director of Enabling Environment and Human Rights with the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Devon Gabriel. Early in February, the National Family Planning Board recognized Safer Sex Week. The board's message was a key part of Safer Sex Week activities and was geared towards sexual education. The aim is for Jamaicans to always practice safe sex, take control of when they want children, and minimize the potential for contracting sexually transmitted infections. Data from the 2008 Reproductive Health Survey shows that almost half the births that occur are unplanned and are mainly within the 15 to 24 age group. There are also an estimated 29,000 persons living with HIV, with the highest increase in new infections coming from that same age group. Mr. Gabriel says, despite 16 being the age of consent, young people are having sex earlier.
Many may ask why we at the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency have included 15-year-olds in our study, while the age of consent is currently 16. It is because the national definition of youth begins at age 15, and the facts show that adolescents under the age of 16 are not only having sex, but are also getting pregnant and contracting HIV and other STIs.
According to the 2008 survey, in Jamaica, the average age for a young woman to start having sex is 16, and in young men, 14 and a half years. Some reasons for such an early age of people beginning to have sex include child sexual exploitation, transactional, and age disparate sex. Mr. Gabriel says these are linked to poverty, income inequality, and inadequate enforcement of protection of children from sexual exploitation, despite legal provisions.
In order to reduce the number of unplanned pregnancies and the transmission of HIV, we must begin at the root. We must first tackle the cultural myths and risky sexual behaviors and practices that occur within our society, and then use comprehensive sexuality education to educate and empower the population to make better choices as it relates to their sexual and reproductive health.
The government has made provisions to make contraception affordable and accessible, and the National Family Planning Board is encouraging everyone to employ a family planning method for greater control in their lives. Mr. Gabriel recommends that this should become a priority as soon as young people become sexually active, adding that there is equal responsibility for both men and women. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.